genocide and go up to 50% of their crop acres. We can pay money for that. That's so much per acre. A fairly stiff rate. They would like, the people of Oklahoma are asking, that this land that's already bare and is not going to grow a crop, that we declare that we need additional set-aside and qualify it. I think it's a very dangerous precedent.
Yeah, they try to do that.
I think we turned it down last year in South Dakota after they flooded out because...
Dangerous precedent because...
I don't think we would dare do it without specific action of the Congress, is my judgment. Legally,
I cannot say that.
But I think I just have to take a firm position
in the state
that we could not do this without congressional action.
The problem is the president is sending the agriculture department buy crops that don't exist and aren't going to exist.
That's a bad
thing. Now, what's the cost?
Well, I suppose it cost...
You can always figure it's an excellent shot deal. I don't get one damn about the president. But we want to understand, Clinton, this is a very important political.
All right.
It is ricocheting all over Texas.
I can't give it away. Figure I've got in mind. Anyway, it seems to buy $30 an acre. And I think that's it. Except that they could.
Couldn't you buy a cliff? They can't all be just bare. I mean, you don't have to go from 20 to 50. You could go from 20 to 30 and find some land where it's looking a little sick. Very sick.
It would still be, I think, unethical. But we probably could get a resolution out of Congress. If you want. But would you like to have a figure on how much it would cost? I have a computer. But it could be a pocketful of money. Good many millions. Now, the one thing that
quite often can do is there anything.
Well, we have small business. And all we have is emergency credit. And this has been declared.
Some of this has been done already.
Yeah, we have.
The SBA.
Let me just finish saying that May, but we've got a problem. We're out of money in Farm and Home Administration at the worst part of the season for operating loans. We're at receiving, et cetera. I've asked about $10 million that they can release legally. Beyond that, we have to have congressional action. We're up to our authority.
Got that again.
And,
let's get it.
Now, I don't have any, I owe you a bill to give you an answer back on the $10 million. I need that before I go tomorrow, really.
Yes, sir. You got it. I've got the $10 million right now. And, is that all they've got? Is there anything else to keep together? And I said they do. Dr. Connelly, you know, he understands all these things.
Yes, sir. No, Mr. President, he felt that he would not just say no, but he felt we should go as far as we legally and properly can, and I described the actions being taken by Secretary Hardin and General Lincoln, and he's satisfied at the moment. He says if it gets worse, we got to do more. You talked to Tower more recently than I did, General. He's going with him tomorrow, and he apparently seems to think that this is...
About the governor.
Smith?
I'm not going to say how he's playing. Now, of course, we have to go to the Senate. Now, we're giving him everything that he can get under the Senate declaration, except two things, which are unemployment compensation. We would be unable to distinguish between the people who really are unemployed because of the drought and just plain unemployed, and we would be buying all these migrant workers in South Texas.
sure the problem is taking it outside of the budget.
Well, this allow, no. This reduces from the budget requirements because it reduces outlines. We're only appropriated money now.
Well, this is guaranteed money.
Guaranteed money. And we go on in our pocket as a discount the paper. And so it no longer is appropriated money that we're owning.
Much better than this.
Yes. Yes.
Fine. Do it.
The only way we can do something in Texas.
Well, you've already done this like one. This is one of the items you recommended around the first year.
Let me suggest this. You go over there. Could you haul maybe McGregor with you?
Sure.
So that when you go to see Connor, so that he can. So I tell you what's good, Cliff. When you're down there, you and they, so that you can talk to the authority, you can say, no, I was in talking to the president. We called him. Secretary of the Treasury, we're doing this and that and the other thing. The main thing is let them feel that we're active, that we care, right?
All right.
And you say, by golly, we're right on top of this thing. I told a farm manager out here in Texas and Dallas, I said, look, I'm watching this myself. I'm meeting with the secretary this afternoon. I don't know anything about it, except that I do know that those people, I know farmers, they're always bitching. But boy, when the weather's bad, they bitch worse. Right?
Thank you. I would take with you. Take, of course, be sure price, try to get the name on. You get Georgia. Guy from Texas and Agriculture Press there picked up
effort being made to scour to the country, scour the country for hay, and where there isn't hay, we're going to take some grain and talk about bringing it all the way from Montana. I would think that you could make that quite a story.
What did you do with the disaster? The disaster is the unemployment thing, basically. The two things, the disaster.